those who came late, inshallah they do the Eid after another time. Alhamdulillah. الحمد لله الذي هدانا للإسلام وما كنا لنهتدي لولا أن هدانا الله الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله الله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد لبيك اللهم لبيك لبيك لا شريك لك لبيك إن الحمد والنعمة لك والملك لا شريك لك الحمد لله الذي نور قلوب المؤمنين بأنوار التوحيد وبأنوار الإيمان وشرح صدور العارفين بضياء التصديق والعرفان الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله الله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد لبيك اللهم لبيك لبيك لا شريك لك لبيك إن الحمد والنعمة لك والملك لا شريك لك فسبحان الذي شرف أيام ذي الحجة بالتروية وعرف والأضحى والقربان ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ولا مثيل له في علو شأنه وعظيم سلطانه الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله الله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد لبيك اللهم لبيك لبيك لا شريك لك لبيك إن الحمد والنعمة لك والملك لا شريك لك ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ولا مثيل له في علو شأنه وعظيم سلطانه شهادة كشهادة الصائمين في هذه الأيام والأزمان أي في يوم عرفة ونشهد أن سيدنا وسندنا ومولانا محمدًا عبده ورسوله وحبيبه أرسله من أرجح العرب ميزاناً وأفضحها بياناً الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله الله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد لبيك اللهم لبيك لبيك لا شريك لك لبيك إن الحمد والنعمة لك والملك لا شريك لك فأوضح الطريقة ونصح الخليقة صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين شهادة كشهادة المصلين على رسول الله الملك المنان ورضي الله عن خلفائه الراشدين ووزرائه العاملين في عهده خصوصا أمراء المؤمنين حضرات أبي بكر وعمر وعثمان وعلي الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله الله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد لبيك اللهم لبيك لبيك لا شريك لك لبيك إن الحمد والنعمة لك والملك لا شريك لك وعلى بقية الصحابة والتابعين رضوان الله تعالى عليهم أجمعين أما بعد اعلموا أن أيام عشر ذي الحجة أفضل الأيام والأزمان فيها تفتح الأبواب الكعبة بالمغفرة والغفران وأيام الوقوف في عرفات بين يدي الملك المنان الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله الله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد لبيك اللهم لبيك لبيك لا شريك لك لبيك إن الحمد والنعمة لك والملك لا شريك لك وينادي فيها الحجاج لبيك اللهم لبيك
لبيك لا شريك لك لبيك إن الحمد والنعمة لك والملك لا شريك لك. يا رحمن يا رحيم يا الله. قال الله تعالى في كتابه الكريم: ولله على الناس حج البيت من استطاع إليه سبيلا ومن كفر فإن الله غني عن العالمين. الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله. الله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد. لبيك اللهم لبيك لبيك لا شريك لك لبيك إن الحمد والنعمة لك والملك لا شريك لك. أو مؤمن مسلم، الحمد لله that Allah سبحانه وتعالى always giving us, still we are breathing, and always giving us longer and longer life to see more and more of these happy events and happy days, where is Allah's mercy is being revealed and being manifested on His servants. Today, 3 million Hajj, 3 million pilgrimage are standing. They stand yesterday on Arafat, and they were wearing all white. لا فرق بين عربي ولا عجمي إلا بالتقوى. There is no difference between an Arab or non-Arab except through righteousness. There is no one different from the other. Kings, presidents, ministers, member of parliament, doctors, engineers, professors, academic people, normal people, public people, citizens from around the world, from lower class to higher class, if you want to say it, they are standing as servants to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in one clothes, same clothes, wearing in white, calling upon their Lord for mercy. Who attracted them to there? There is nothing there. If you look, it's desert. That Sahel Arafah is in a valley, and is a huge area that is a desert there. As they said, it is 3 million meters. That's it. Where 3 million Hajji is standing. 3 million, imagine. They are standing. They don't get sick. They don't get falling on each other. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala stretching this land because they are coming for Him. Imagine all of them going on the one direction, standing and going back to one direction, to Mecca. And when they reach Kaaba and enter Al-Masjid Al-Haram, it accommodates them, all of them. It is a miracle. Wherever they renovate and they make it bigger, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from all times till today, huge number of pilgrimage goes, and still it's Allah stretch it. In the old days you see millions of hujjaj, and still it was small, but Allah stretch it. And today is similar. You see everyone is packed, but it accommodates everyone. Wherever they stretch, you still see people outside the haram praying, because Allah is stretching the earth there. And that's why Allah said, Al-Hajju Araf, Hajj, pilgrimage, is to stand on that mountain, on that valley. What is on that valley?
Allah on that valley and that day, as it is mentioned by Prophet Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala descend to the first heaven and looks at his servants. They are standing and calling upon him. And he say, all of you, you have been forgiven. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive everyone who is standing at that mount, at that valley. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving us good days. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving us these 10 days. As he said, they are the best days in the year. All the years Allah is giving us good days. And what Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, عن أبي هريرة رضي الله تعالى عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم العمرة إلى العمرة كفارة لما بينهما. From if some people goes for Umrah, and Prophet is saying that from one Umrah to another Umrah, if you go this year to make Umrah and you go after, might be 10 years to make another Umrah, he said, Al-Umratu ila Al-Umrah. From Umrah to Umrah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive your sin. If you do one Umrah today and you do one Umrah after 10 days, these 10 days has been forgiven, whatever you do of sins. If you want to do one Umrah, because it's not limited, it's general, he said, Al-Umrah ila Al-Umrah. From one Umrah to another Umrah. If you do one Umrah today, and you one Umrah after 20 years, if Allah gives you life, kafaratun lima baynahuma, Allah will take the sins away. But you cannot guarantee if you are going to stay till 20 years. That's why Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, you have to think about it, that you make Umrah quickly behind each other. Then all your sins are waived.
والحج المبرور ليس له جزاء إلا الجنة. And the accepted Hajj, there is no way that anyone go for Hajj and only to go there to do his pilgrimage according to his intentions and according to his knowledge. Some people make mistakes, they don't know, Allah will forgive their mistakes. But if your intention is to go there and do your Hajj without conspiring against anyone, without backbiting anyone, because not showing any anger, then you come back, your reward is paradise, as Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said. There is nothing except paradise to be rewarded for that person who went for Hajj and didn't do anything except praying and praising his Lord Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and praising Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, sending salawat on him and coming back. That doesn't concern of anything else. Unfortunately today, it's our weaknesses. People go there and lot of tests there, lot of temptations, lot of problems. In every move you have obstacles. Between people, it's too crowded. You want to go to hotel, you fight with the manager. You want to go to motel, you fight with the doorkeeper. You want to walk, you might push someone by mistake, you have a fight. What you have to do? Be patient. Because you are you are like someone who is in a prayer. These 10 days that you go and you come back is like a continuous prayer, like you have made the niyyah and entered into a prayer. You cannot speak, you cannot talk, you cannot eat, you cannot drink, you cannot make any conspiracy, you cannot backbite. You're only doing there your prayer. So Hajj is a prayer. So from the day you move to the day you come back, it's a prayer. And that's why we are heedless of that, and that's why we fall into problems and sins there. And Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, as we mentioned before, سئل رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم عن يوم عن صوم يوم عرفة. Prophet has been asked about fasting on the day of Arafah, because people who doesn't go there, they fast in their countries where they are. And Prophet, they asked him, يا رسول الله, what about fasting the day of Arafah? And Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said, يكفر سنتين. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to those who fast the day of Arafat, which was yesterday, Allah will forgive them from sins of 2 years. The year that came before, that passed, and the year that's coming in front. Hey, what is better than that? Good tidings. You are at home and you are sharing with those who are there. Allah gave you because you were not able to go, Allah gave you an alternative. Fast that day of Arafat, where people are standing and calling upon their Lord, you fast that day and take 2 years off of your sins. One day, 1 year before, 1 year after. Look, Allah's mercy. Want to give any possible way for his servants to be forgiven. Allah doesn't. Allah subhanahu wa rahmati wasi'at kulla shay. My mercy has encompassed for everything. فَسَأَكْتُبُهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. I will write it for those who believing. You are believers. So when you fast, as Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, you are forgiven for 2 years.
وَقَالَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ. Narrated by Ahmad. النَّفَقَةُ فِي الْحَجِّ كَالنَّفَقَةُ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ. Anyone that spend one penny in Hajj, means any penny you spend from the moment you leave your home, buying tickets, paying expenses, any penny you spend until you return back, as if you have spent that money in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in the way of jihad al-nafs, struggling against the ego, as Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, we return from the lesser jihad to bigger jihad, and they said, Ya Rasulullah, we are against the aggressor fighting, this is lesser jihad. He said, yes, the bigger jihad is the jihad of the ego, to struggle against the ego. And you will be also as if you have spent that money for jihad against the aggressors. الدِّرْهَمُ بِسَبْعِمِائَةِ ضَعْفِ. If you spend one penny, the dirham, the smallest money at that time, Allah will write it for you 700 times. Today people, they go and spend $5,000 at least. How many pennies there is in it? Multiply 7,000 by 5,000 by 700. And see how much Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving. And we don't know how much a penny can give you of rewards. And that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala recommended us to do Hajj, to go for Hajj. And Allah mentioned, مَنْ اسْتَطَاعَ إِلَيْهِ سَبِيلًا. Those who can afford it, those who cannot afford it, their intention is they have to go, and they say, make the intention, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give them that intention. وَعَنْ عُقْبَ بْنُ عَامِرْ said, and is narrated by Bukhari and Muslim and others. قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم, that Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said,
يوم عرفة, the day of عرفة, ويوم النحر, the day of slaughtering, means today, وأيام التشريق, and the 3 days that after today. عيدنا أهل الإسلام, it is our عيد. Oh, people of Islam, means oh Ummah Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the nation of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. These three what Prophet mentioned, Yawm Arafah, the day of Arafah, the day of slaughtering today, and Ayyam al-Tashriq, the other 3 days, it's our holiday. وهي أكل أيام أكل وشرب. They are days of eating and drinking. Means Allah wants you to celebrate His mercy. وبرحمة الله فليفرح. With Allah's mercy, let them rejoice. They must be happy. I'm forgiving them. Let them eat, let them drink. Means Allah is showing us His mercy and we are showing the gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by giving us to eat and drink. Means be happy in these days. Don't show sadness. Because Allah is giving you His mercy. He sent His messenger Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as mercy for humanity. وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ. So these days are mercy for the Ummah. And anyone dies in these days, anyone die in these days, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's mercy is open for him or for her. Because they are days of Eid. Abwab al-Jannah, the doors of paradise are open. So many people like to die these days. So if you die, if someone die at Hajj, there are some people dying there. They will be forgiven. Allah knows best. We don't judge, but Allah knows best. Those people who don't die there might die somewhere else. On these days, important days, might Allah will forgive them. Might be a way out for them to be forgiven of what they have done. And that's why many people, they pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that, Ya Rabbi, let us die in your Prophet's masjid in Madinatul Munawwara. Let us die in near your Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and be buried in the Jannatul Al-Baqi'. To die there and be buried in there. There are some other people, they say, Ya Rabbi, let us die in Arafat and be buried in Jannatul Mu'alla, where the wife of Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Sayyida Khadijah al-Kubra, is being buried. Let us die anywhere and be buried in Uhud, or in cemetery of Badr, or any place that is good to be dying. So the place is important and the days are important. If someone dies in Ramadan, it's very important. He's fasting, Allah sent him to paradise. If someone dies on 15 of Sha'ban, it is the heavenly years. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the best judge. If someone dies on 27 of Rajab, it's a good day. If someone dies in the time of Mawlidun Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Prophet died, born, his birth was on 12 Rabi'ul Awwal, as many, the most of the Ahadith of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it was saying 12 Rabi'ul Awwal, and he died on Monday 12 Rabi'ul Awwal. Sayyidina Abu Bakr al-Siddiq asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that he will die and be buried in the same area of Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I ask Sayyida Aisha, let him allow him to be buried there in her home. and to die on the same day of 12 Rabi' al-Awwal, and he died on 12 Rabi' al-Awwal. Sayyidina Umar asked to be buried and asked permission from Sayyida Aisha to be buried in an important day and to be buried there in her home. And that's why Sayyidina Abu Bakr and Sayyidina Umar in the house of Sayyida Khadija by Prophet ﷺ, under his feet they were being buried. People asked to die on Arafat, on the day of Arafat. Some people Allah made it to die on Eid in order to be forgiven. Good tidings for everyone. So we are asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us long life and to make us to be on an important day to die and under the feet of our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to be buried there. Or in Sham, where it is the best area after Mecca and Medina. O Muslims, there are a lot of wisdoms of people dying in important days. This is a kind of mercy. And to those who are living, it's also important days through the year that we have to be careful to always observe it and try to do the best what we can. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. La ilaha illallah. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Walillahil hamd. Labbaik Allahumma labbaik. Labbaik la sharika laka labbaik. Innal hamda wal ni'mata laka wal mulk la sharika lak. Aqulu qawli hadha wa astaghfirullah al-azim li wa lakum wa li sa'iril mustaghfirin fa ya fawzan lil mustaghfirin astaghfirullah. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, La ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Walillahil hamd, Labbaik Allahumma labbaik, Labbaik la sharika laka labbaik, Innal hamda wal ni'mata laka wal mulk la sharika lak. Alhamdulillah, hamdal kamilin, wa salatu wa salam ala sayyidina wa nabiyyina Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. تعظيما لنبيه وتكريما لفخامة شأن صفيه فقال عز وجل من قائل مخبرا وآمرا إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد الناه أمته عن دار الجحيم مفخر العرب والعجم مولانا ومولى العالمين المحترمين سيدنا أبي القاسم محمد يا أيها المشتاقون نور جماله والمحتاجون شفاعته صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد كما صليت على سيدنا إبراهيم وعلى آل سيدنا إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد اللهم اغفر للمؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات الأحياء منهم والأموات واغفر لنا ولإخواننا الذين سبقونا بالإيمان ولا تجعل في قلوبنا غلا للذين آمنوا ربنا إنك رؤوف رحيم يا أرحم الراحمين وصلى الله على سيدنا ونبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين اللهم أمد بعمرنا لعبادتك ولمحبتك ولمحبة حبيبك المصطفى عليه أفضل الصلاة والسلام ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار وأدخلنا الجنة مع الأبرار برحمتك يا عزيز يا غفار يا كريم يا ستار يا رب العالمين وصلى الله على سيدنا ونبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, if you know what I know, you would have smiled or laughed a little bit and you kept all your life crying. Means this life, there is nothing out of it to be always in laughing. Means laugh a little bit, smile a little bit, but remember that one day you are going to meet your Lord and you are going to be asked what you have been done. So we have to prepare for that day as much as we can.
and always ask forgiveness and ask Rahmatullah to be manifested on us in order that we will be saved by the rahmah, the mercy of Allah and the shafa'ah of Prophet. الحمد لله رب العالمين وكل عام وأنتم بخير والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله تعالى وبركاته الله